Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on 28th April 2016 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Let us offer our most prayerful and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that in every moment of our lives, be it adversity or opportunity, be it sorrow or ecstasy, we remember only you and we are grateful to you with all our heart and all our soul. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this new episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We are going to learn a short, sweet bhajan today, and the first line of the bhajan goes like this.
Dayamaya Shri Ram Hare.
So this is a bhajan we will be learning in this episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Like always, let us get familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga of the bhajan, the beat of the bhajan, and then we'll listen to the bhava aspect of the bhajan from Brother Balram Chandran, a former student of Bhagwan's university. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Dayamaya Shri Rama Hare, Kripamaya Shri Sai Hare, Dharma Swarupa Rama Hare, Prema Swarupa Sai Hare, Satya Dharma Shanti Data Satya Sai Baba Hare.
Now that we are familiar with the lyrics, here is the tune of the bhajan. Please listen how it is to be sung. Brother Ravi Kumar now gives us a slow demonstration.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D sharp pancham.
Dayamaya Shri Ram Hare.
Dayamaya Shri Ram Hare,
Kripamaya Shri Sai Hare,
Kripamaya Shri Sai Hare,
Dayamaya Shri Ram Hare,
Dayamaya Shri Ram Hare,
Kripamaya Shri Sai Hare,
Kripamaya Shri Sai Hare,
Dharma Swarupa Ram Hare,
Dharma Swarupa Ram Hare,
Dharma Swarupa Ram Hare,
Dharma Swarupa Ram Hare,
Prema Swarupa Sai Hare,
Prema Swarupa Sai Hare,
Prema Swarupa Sai Hare,
Prema Swarupa Sai Hare,
Satya Dharma Shanti Data Satya Sai Baba Hare,
satya dharma shanti data satya sai baba hare
satya dharma shanti data satya sai baba hare
satya dharma shanti data satya sai baba hare
dayamaya shri ram hare kripamaya shri sai hare
So you heard Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh give us a demonstration of how this simple melody flows. Yes, it is a simple bhajan, but a very beautiful one. And for those of us who are keen students of music, let us listen to Anirudh now. Tell us more about the composition of this bhajan, about the raga on which it is based. So Anirudh, please tell us what are your thoughts on the technicalities of this bhajan.
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
As you said, it's a very simple bhajan with four lines and very easy to follow. Yet the raga of this bhajan is very emotional, very powerful, which is based on Sarasangi in the Carnatic classical music, which we call Natabhairav in the Hindustani classical music. In Sarasangi, you have all the seven notes. Sa re shudri. Ga shudga ma pa dha dha is komal dha
dha ni
shudni
sa ni da pa ma ga Magamare Nisa Sare Gama Pada Nisa Rida Pamaga Re Nisa Da Nisa
So this is Sarasangi. Just the flow of notes is very beautiful, isn't it? And if you change the re of this raga from Sarasangi, if you change the re of Shudri, if you make it Komal re, it becomes our Maya Maulav Gola.
Bhairav.
Bhairav, yeah. In this bhajan, there is a small deviation from Sarasangi where the composer feels to add a Komal re and then make it sound like Bhairav.
Dharma Swarupa Ram Hare
This line sounds like Sarasangi.
Dharma Swari
The Shudri.
Prema Swarupa Sai Hare Sai Hare
That makes it Bhairav.
Hare Re Re Sa
That's a Komal Re. So he has used both the Shudri and the Komalri. Whereas other lines of this bhajan follow, you can say it's Sarasangi.
Satya Dharma Shanti Data Satya Sai Baba Hare.
It may sound also like Maya Malagola.
Yes.
Yeah. The typical, the progression of
Sani Dabha Maga.
Whereas the actual difference is made out when you sing the Re. Whether it is, it falls to Sarasangi or Maya Malagola. It's also composed in a different beat, which is the sixth beat, Dadra.
Yeah, I think we'll come to the beat part of it after we do the swaras. For the moment, can you do an alap, Anirudh, on this raga?
Yeah, it's a very beautiful raga and I really like singing this raga.
Re, 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 re,
भजन इन सरसंगी
घन श्याम भजो गिरिधारी भजो घन श्याम भजो गिरिधारी भजो मनमोहन मुरली धारी भजो मनमोहन मुरली धारी भजो घन श्याम भजो गिरिधारी भजो।
बुद्धिस भजन सरन सरसांगी
ब्यूटिफुल। ऑफ कोर्स गिरिधर गोविंद गोपाल इज द पॉपुलर वन,
या
द अदर वन इज नॉट सो often sung.
Correct. But still we sing in the mandir, maybe in the mornings we sing.
So let's move on to our bhajan, Dayamaya Shri Rama Hare. Shall we do the swaras of this bhajan?
Yeah, let's do the swaras. Let's take the first line.
Dayamaya Shri Rama Hare Sagama Papamada Pamaga
Sagama pa pamada pamaga
Kripamaya Shri Sai Hare Sagamada padasani dapa
Sagamada padasani dapa
Dharma Swarupa Ram Hare Nisari Sanida Papadani Dani
Nisari Sanida Papadani Dani
ప్రేమ స్వరూప సాయి హరే పదనిని నిదని సరిసా
పదనిని నిదని సరిసా
సత్య ధర్మ శాంతి దాత సత్య సాయి బాబా హరే సాస ని సని దాద పాద మామదాపమగ
సాస ని సని దాద పాద మామదాపమగ
యా సో ఏ ఫోర్ లైన్ షార్ట్ స్వీట్ భజన్ అండ్ యాజ్ యు మెన్షన్ బిఫోర్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ అన్ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ బీట్ ఆల్సో
యా ద బీట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ భజన్ ఇస్ 6 బీట్ విచ్ ఇస్ దాద్రా ఇన్ ద హిందుస్థాని క్లాసికల్ మ్యూజిక్ also called as Rupaka Talam in the Carnatic classical music. The count is 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3.
Dayamaya Shri Ram Hare,
Dayamaya Shri Ram Hare,
Kripamaya Shri Sai Hare,
Kripamaya Shri Sai Hare,
Dayamaya Shri Ram Hare,
Dayamaya Shri Ram Hare,
Kripamaya Shri Sai Hare,
Kripamaya Shri Sai Hare.
As we were singing this bhajan, I was reminded of a similar bhajan in the 6th beat, which almost has the same flavor. Any guesses?
Satya dharma shanti prema swaroop aap hai, Satya dharma shanti prema jeevan ka marm hai.
Of course, that is totally based on Maya Malagola.
Yes.
But it is similar to the Sarasangi, as we mentioned before.
And always these 6-beat bhajans add so much of freshness.
Yeah, it's a variety to the entire bhajan session.
Yes, wonderful. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So we are now done with the raga, the beat of the bhajan, the lyrics, the tune, and it's time to dwell on the significance of this bhajan. And for this, here are the reflections of Brother Balram Chandran, a former student of Bhagwan's University and a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group during his student days. Even now, Brother Balram Chandran sings regularly in Sundaram, Bhagwan's abode in Chennai.
సరస్వతి నమస్తుభ్యం వరదే కామరూపిణి విద్యారంభం కరిష్యామి సిద్ధిర్ భవతు మే సదా. దిస్ ఇస్ ఎ హిమ్ విచ్ ఇస్ కామన్లీ చాంటెడ్ బై మెనీ చిల్డ్రన్ అక్రాస్ హోమ్స్ ఇన్ ఇండియా. అండ్ యాజ్ అ చైల్డ్ ఐ టు లర్న్ టు చాంట్ దిస్ హిమ్. టిపికలీ దిస్ హిమ్ ఇస్ చాంటెడ్ బిఫోర్ యూ పర్స్యూ యువర్ స్టడీస్ యాజ్ అన్ ఇన్వోకేషన్ ప్రేయర్. దేర్ వాజ్ వన్ పర్టిక్యులర్ వర్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ invocation which I had not quite understood. Thanks to the Sanskrit class which I am attending and then the beautiful explanation given by the tutor there, I understood this word better. Now, this particular word I am referring to is Saraswati Namastubhyam Varade Kamarupini, the word or the term called Kamarupini. I had not quite understood that term, but the tutor in our Sanskrit class very beautifully explained it to mean the following. He said, Kama means desire and Rupini or Rupa means form. So Kama Rupini means the one who's capable of taking the desired form. The one who's capable of taking the desired form is Kama Rupini. What a beautiful explanation. Bhagwan often tells us that the Lord takes on whatever form which is required by the devotee, or whatever form is required for that particular purpose. Avatars take on particular qualities, avatars take on particular forms which are required to accomplish the specific purpose for which they have incarnated. In case of Goddess Saraswati, if you're studying, for example, science, she takes on the form of science. If you're studying mathematics, she takes on the form of mathematics. If you're studying commerce, she takes on the form of commerce. Whatever form is required to accomplish the specific purpose of the incarnation, the Lord is actually capable of taking that form. Now, why am I talking about this now? Because the bhajan which we just learned today, Daya Maya Shri Rama Hare, Kripa Maya Shri Baba Hare, it seems to, you know, plays an interesting comparison between two incarnations. So I'm not, I mean, you can't really call Swami an avatar in the conventional sense. I've always believed that Swami is the source of all incarnations. But yes, if you look at Swami as a Lord coming down in human form and Rama also as a Lord coming down in human form, this song kind of compares the two manifestations. On one side you have Rama and the other side you have Swami, you have Baba. Now if you see, they are different, but at the same time they are similar. And I think those differences and similarities is what this bhajan beautifully explores. The ways of the Lord are indeed strange, and that's what I think comes out through this bhajan. Now if you look at Daya Maya Shri Rama Hare. Okay, Daya, as per my limited understanding of Sanskrit, it means mercy, mercifulness. Kripa Maya Shri Baba Hari. Kripa means compassion. It also is the kripa or compassion is what prompts the Lord to shower grace on you. So broadly speaking, Daya and Kripa, you know, kind of mean the same thing. So Daya Maya Shri Rama Hari, Kripa Maya Shri Baba Hari. So both of them are compassionate, both of them are merciful. But the way they decided to express their compassion, they expressed their mercifulness was, I think, slightly different. And this interesting difference is what I think this bhajan explores. Because if you look at the next line, it says, Dharma Swarupa Rama Hare. Rama was the very embodiment of dharma or right conduct. While Prema Swarupa Sai Hare, while Lord Sai was the embodiment of love. Now, does that mean that Rama did not stand for Prema, Satya, Shanti, Dharma, and Shanti? Does it mean that Lord Sai did not stand for the other values? Because if you talk of Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, now, does it mean that Swami did not stand for the other? I think that was not the point. I think each one had a particular way of approaching his task. And that's what is interestingly explored in this bhajan. Now, if you look at Rama, the main purpose of the Rama avatar was to maybe prove to the world that it is possible to live in this world without forsaking dharma. It is possible to conduct yourself in the manner which is prescribed by the dharma shastras. At the same time, you can accomplish what you have to accomplish in the world. It is possible to stick to dharma even in testing times. And I think the purpose of Rama avatar was to illustrate the fact that it is feasible, it is possible, it is practical to follow dharma. But if you look at Swami primarily, I think, demonstrated it is possible to practice prema in the most testing circumstances. You have people who adore you, you have people who hate you, you have people who love you, there are people who criticize you. There are people who have complete faith in you. There are people who are totally skeptical about you. There are people who are praising you. And there are people who are inventing scandals against you. But in all situations, I think Swami, the only thing, what Swami had towards them or expressed towards them was always love. And when Swami says love all, serve all, I think Swami through his own life was demonstrating that it is feasible to actually love all, serve all, irrespective of what the other person feels for you. So, see, they are different. So one was trying to demonstrate that dharma is feasible and the other one was trying to demonstrate that prema is feasible. But that does not mean that, they did not actually manifest the other values or encourage the other values. Now, if you look at Rama, by following dharma and being an embodiment of dharma, he became so admirable that people automatically started loving him. So prema came. He also showed that practice shanti, you can practice equanimity, you can practice peace, even, in situations where you have to practice dharma and somebody comes in the way of you practicing your dharma. So he also evoked Shanti, he also evoked Prema, and of course Rama stood for Satya. But then, you know, the starting point, the thrust for him was actually Dharma, because maybe that's what was required at that point of time. Maybe that was the key message which the world needed at that point of time. Now you look at Swami. Swami starts with Prema. But what does he do? In fact, I remember Swami mentioning, I give you what you want so that you may want what I want to give you. So he gives us what we want. If you see, the world today is love starved, is starved of real prema, is starved of selfless love. And Swami gave himself so freely to all of us, I think, through his selfless love or prema. And by giving us what we want, what we are really craving for, what we are starving for, slowly, what does he do? He starts giving what he really wants to give us. You know, he starts with prema. And you know, once we are suffused with his prema, we are flowed by his prema, and then slowly he teaches you to conduct yourself in a manner in which he wants to conduct, in which he wants you to conduct yourself. So ultimately he encourages you through prema, he encourages you to take up the practice of right conduct. To prema, he encourages you to take up the practice of truth. Through prema, he encourages you to take up the practice of ahimsa. So beautiful. If you see, the approaches were different, but ultimately Rama also ended up promoting prema, satya and shanti, though his thrust was dharma. Swami starts with prema, but then eventually he also ends up promoting the other three human values. So that's why if you see in the end what happens, if it says, the last line says, Satya Dharma Shanti Data Satya Sai Baba Hari. So though he is prema swarupas, it says Dharma Swarupa Rama Hari, Prema Swarupa Sai Hari. But though he is the embodiment of prema, though he preaches prema, though he demonstrates prema, though he distributes prema so freely and selflessly, ultimately what does he give you? He gives you Satya, Dharma, Shanti, the other three. So exactly what we were discussing a minute ago. He gives us what we want so that we may start wanting what he wants to give us. You know, the other three of Satya, the Dharma and also the Shanti. Strange indeed are the ways of the Lord. How different they look externally, but then how common the agenda. You know, ultimately they end up doing the same thing, but they are so flexible. In fact, they come up with the most appropriate form. That again goes on to remind us that, you know, whatever the Lord does has a reason. Whatever the Lord does always has a reason. There is always a purpose behind it. There is always, and he, you know, the whatever action that Swami decides to take, the Lord decides to take, is never without reason. We may not be able to understand it, but then there is always a larger reason behind it. And I think it's that aspect of the Lord which this bhajan brings out beautifully. Let me conclude by, you know, reminding myself of the Sainatha Mahima Stotram, which we were taught in Swami's college when we studied. It says, Sada Sat Swarupam Chidananda Kandam Jagat Sambhavasthana Samhara Hetum Swabhaktechaya Manusham Darshayantam Namamishwaram Sadgurum Sainatham. The ultimate reality whose existence, knowledge, bliss, and whose basically beyond both form and formless takes on a form compelled by the love for his own creation. And that's what he does. And if you see, Swami's approach was very different. When he says he was Prema Swarupa, yeah, of course, he gave importance to Dharma. But I remember also listening to a beautiful song when we were in Swami's college, which says, Prabhal Prema Ke Pale Padikar Prabhu Ko Niyam Badalte Deka. Prompted by the great love for his devotee, the Lord even changed the rules. So what he does is, you talk of right conduct, but right conduct is conduct as per a set of rules. Sometimes he changes the rules prompted by his love. To give you some very small but interesting instances, he created a brass band which has got a ganjira. Now, how have you ever heard of a brass band which actually plays a ganjira? But then he did that because there were boys who could play ganjira, and he had to create an opportunity for them. So a brass band, institute brass band having a ganjira. There were people whose cornea have been burnt, and normal laws, natural laws will tell you, once your cornea is burnt, you can't do anything. Now he grants the vision. Prabal Prem Ke Pale Padkar Prabhu Ko Niyam Badalte Deka. He changes rules so that, you know, to actually accommodate the devotee. Now Swami does that also, and that's what his prema does. But, you know, by doing that, he wins a complete loyalty. and he inspires you to follow dharma, to follow shanti, to follow satya. So prema swarupa sai hare, but ultimately he gives you satya, dharma, shanti. He gives you that too. He makes sure that you learn that lesson too. I'm thankful to Bhagwan for giving us yet another opportunity to explore this beautiful, beautiful aspect of him through this bhajan. Jai Sai Ram.
So that was Brother Balram Chandran, a former student of Bhagwan's university and someone who had the privilege of singing in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan all through his student days. With that, let's move on to the last part of this classroom. You will now listen to the Mandir version of this bhajan, the final version, as it is sung in the Prashanta Nilaya Mandir by the students of Bhagwan's university.
Daya Maya Shri Ram Hare. Kripa Maya Shri Sai Hare.
So that brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, please feel free to write to us. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With prayers at his lotus feet, we offer this endeavor as a dedication to his mission and to his work.
You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on 28th April 2016 as part of Thursday Live from Prashantinilayam on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.